Conversation and Kids Neighborhood House.
This is Scruffmouth the Scribe, plugged in on number 3, all the way live and direct on CITR 101.9. UBC represent, connect the dots.
All right. Welcome to the Medicine Show.
The Medicine Show.
Yes, it's the Medicine Show. And tonight,
here, take this.
Yeah. Tonight we have a band called Sick Addiction. We also have some friends in the house jamming, Tobias Soley, Brad Pearson on bass. Well, Tobias is playing the clarinet, Brad Pearson is playing the bass, and Daniel Howard is playing the guitar tonight. And they're doing a jazz ensemble.
And they call themselves Daniel Band Trio.
They call themselves what? Closer.
Daniel. How?
Daniel.
Okay.
How?
Band Trio.
All right. Nice to have you guys in the studio tonight. We're also featuring Tony from the Healing Tree, who's going to be talking about the changing landscape of the medical marijuana industry. And we have also a guy called Rupert, and he's coming up as well. We are broadcasting from Coast Salish territory on Musqueam land. Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. These nations have a millennia-old protocols for welcoming blessings and acknowledging on their territories. A people whose traditions have been communal. A people whose traditions have been communal and rooted in spiritual ceremonies and values. Bless them for sharing so much of what they bring and what they stand on and stand for. Thank you humbly. Tonight we are welcoming, I guess they're calling it the Daniel Howard Trio. Go ahead and keep playing, guys. Volume here?
Yep. Loving it.
All right, so let's give you this one here.
What's this one?
Yeah, we'll just make it more portable here. Right. We're still on the air on the Medicine Show, and we are talking to Tony from the medicinal dispensary of marijuana called The Healing Tree. How you doing,
the
Tony?
The Healing Tree. That was great music, guys. And I encourage UBC to feel great, medicate right now. That was very good, guys. That was good. Good music for sure.
So we want to discuss what's going on in the land of marijuana and medicinal use,
And so there's quite a, you know, a lot of changes going on, and how is this affecting everybody?
So what's happening, Tony?
Well, what's going on?
Let's
make this an interesting and exciting show.
If regulation goes through with the $30,000 licensing fee, which is, what do you think, how this will impact the end?
Well, first
clients?
Off, you
actually,
know,
the people who are using it for medical reasons, mm-hmm, that are considered, mm-hmm, patients, how is this going to affect them?
Exactly. Well, that's a very good question. First off, let's just talk about the $35,000. That's just a scare tactic right now, because we did hear in the closed hearings of City Council, there was a councilman who actually asked, how did you come up with that number? So they're going to have to come back and justify that figure. We don't think it's going to be 35,000, but it's a good number to start, you know? I mean, it's kind of like you hit high and you aim low, and you go somewhere in the between. But if it does go through at 35,000, we're looking at a substantial amount of dispensaries shutting down because we just can't afford it. Okay. So how is that going to impact your patients? It's gonna bring a big protest, to City Hall, because they're going to be out of medication. They're going to be forced to go out into the parks, find their medication, and it's going to be some medication like we've heard in the past on East Hastings areas, you know, where, you know, some medical cannabis was laced with crystal meth to get them addicted into other substances and stuff like that. So you're not going to be so safe, you know, anymore. So
is this a good reason for regulation in your eyes?
Well, yeah, of course. Like, I mean, the Canadian Association of Medical Cannabis Dispensaries, we got together. We've been, you know, I'm just involved with them, but I commend them all. All the members of the Canadian Association of Medical Cannabis Dispensaries who are fighting City Hall and bringing awareness to a lot of people about this, in terms of the regulations. We welcome regulations, of course. We welcome regulations, but not necessarily these regulations. But we do welcome what's going on. We're going to go from underground to above ground. This is an amazing milestone in the history of cannabis. This is going to be exciting, man.
Yeah.
When I say feel great, medicate, I can actually say that on the radio now. I can say it on the TV. I'm going to be able to say it on maybe, who knows, man, America's Next Top Model. Feel great. Feel great. Medicate. You know, who knows what we can we do that or not? Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's going to be amazing.
That would be amazing.
You know, that's the beauty of this legalization. It's going to be really good.
Totally. It's like, imagine like a president talking about marijuana. Like even the president of Uruguay,
President,
right?
Obama's already talking about marijuana.
I like the regulation.
Okay, so the fact that this has been discovered as really therapeutic for very young children who have, you know,
epilepsy. Yep, seizures.
And that was huge in the
cancer
news and stuff. So there's no denying it anymore. We've turned a corner in history. And so with all the regulating, it seems like all this regulation is affecting patients' access to budgeting and economics. Is there any future for affordable weed?
Well, it'll always be affordable. Like, I mean, listen, man, if you need your medication, you're going to pay for it. I mean, cancer pills go up to $60 a pill, you pay for it. You know, like, I mean, this is not going to be any different than any other medication. It's going to be taxed. It's going to be regulated. And, you know, I'm very sure soon enough pharmaceutical companies are going to, putting this stuff into synthetics. From that aspect, will it be affordable? It'll always be affordable, man. I mean,
you don't see it going the way of the United States, where they're charging upwards of $15 a gram to start and stuff like this.
Well, we charge that here already. It doesn't matter.
Well,
like, I mean, we've got $11 grams. We've got $12 grams. We've got dispensaries that charge $15 grams. I mean, you got your sativa that takes like, you know, 15 to 16 weeks to come to fruition. It's expensive, man. The hydro is expensive. Oh. You know, manpower is expensive. So you got
and the pureness as well.
I mean,
yeah,
I mean, I just hear some scary stories of how weed has gone up to like outrageous, exorbitant prices in the States. Right,
yeah,
now,
well,
so.
I mean, we've heard of eighths going for like $90 in Washington.
Oh my God!
That's crazy.
Rough.
$90, man. Holy that's crazy. God. But I mean, you know, like, who knows what's going to be here, man? But you know.
I guess what you're saying is kind of unpredictable at this point in how the cases are going in.
Yeah,
court.
Because like if it maintains its label as a medical over the counter kind of a medication, I don't think the taxation will be that high on it, but you never know. The tax lawyers are already fighting on that. They're already fighting through the courts with that stuff. There's a lot of debate on this issue, a lot of debate. This is a very, very genesis industry. So it's the genesis of a huge trillion-dollar industry that's about to come in the next 15 to 20 years.
Okay, we have a question from Tobias Soli, who is playing the clarinet.
Go ahead, Tobias.
Let's have a quick question. Are you in favor of the decriminalization without legalizing?
I'm in favor of anything that allows me to sell pot. Mm. Anything, man. You know, I want to bring it to all my patients. We've shared a lot of laughters, a lot of cries with the Healing Tree. Mm-hmm. You know, check us out, man, at www.hdcvan.ca. That's Henry Dr. Charlie Van.ca, hdcvan.ca. Check us out, man. We've got a lot of edibles. We've got Phoenix Tears. We've got cookies. We've got brownies. What we're scared about is the city regulations that are telling us that we can't sell edibles at our dispensary. That's gonna kill a lot of patients in terms of their access to edibles. You know, like, I mean, edibles is there's a lot of we got a lot of seniors at the Healing Tree that cannot smoke pot. So they need our edibles. They like our infused honey. They like our infused Phoenix Tears. We got brownies. We got cookies. We've got candies, gummy bears, Twix bars. You know, cakes.
cakes. What are Phoenix Tears?
Phoenix Tears are amazing. They're Phoenix Tears are a compact. Or you can take it orally, without the smoking sensation. So
it's like a tincture?
Yeah, it's like a tincture, but much more potent than a tincture.
Oh,
yeah. Phoenix Tears was like it's a derivative. I'm not gonna take any credit to this or not, but thanks to Rick Simpson Oil, that was the creation of the whole Phoenix Tears and other oils that came about. Rick Simpson was the founder and the creator of the Rick Simpson Oil, and that's where other copycats came in. And started doing their own oils. You know, I mean, there are bad oils out there. There's good oils out there. But, you know, so at the Healing Tree, we make sure that we buy from reputable sources that, they measure the THC, the CBD, the CBN. All those components are very, very good to make a very, very well-balanced medication.
I understand that there are formulations that are non-psychoactive. Can you tell us about some of the few products that you're selling there?
Like the CBD components. Actually, we it's too bad that I can't mention some of the facilities that we work with around West Broadway, because with all honesty, they love us, but just because of the fact that we're not regulated, they can't even write us a reference letter. Yeah. So I can't even talk about them. But we've got pet owners that come in with their pets who have cancer. They've got arthritis. They've got all kinds of different ailments. And we give them the CBD pills. And you know, these pets are up and running again. They're more active. We have a lot of parents that come in with kids that have seizures. And they bring them. We give them, like, high CBD, only CBD pills. And these kids have shown amazing, amazing reaction to these pills. You know, that's what I keep saying, man. Feel great, hydrate. I was in college, and I had severe ADHD myself, and I graduated with pot in my hand, degree in one hand, and the marijuana joint in the other hand. You know, like, I mean, if I didn't have marijuana back then, I wouldn't have been able to sit down and read a book. You know, but I've been able to outgrow marijuana myself. I haven't smoked it in 20 years, but I advocate the use of it. I advocate it for medical purposes. If you want to use it for recreational purposes, man, knock yourself out, man, because we're the only guys who fuel 24-hour drive-thrus. I don't see anybody going having the munchies at 2 in the morning except for us. So thank you, us, for fueling the economy, man.
yes, I understand. So it seems that with all this, are you guys, you're reaching out for the public's help. So how can people help you bring a regulation to a system that has compassion for the patient?
That's an awesome question, man. We need your help. Everybody out there, man, who can log into the City Hall, you know, website, just find out when the public hearing is going to be, because they had a closed hearing on the city regulations. They're allowing us, they're allowing us to operate. They're going to allow us to operate. But I urge you guys to go to the public hearing and or write your city councilor, man. Bring your letters to the Healing Tree. We're on 21 West Broadway. We're at 529 East Hastings. Bring your letters, man. Bring your letters of support. Say, hey, we want our medication, you know, and let us know why you need it.
This is not
why you need it.
This is not like a voting political thing. This is a change in history. Things are happening. Get involved. Yeah. Say your piece. Be heard.
Oh, yeah, man. Definitely. Very, very good. You guys, we need all your help. Everybody needs to come down to City Hall. Come down to the Healing Tree. Give us your letters, man. We'll welcome them, you know. Like I say, man, feel great, medicate every day, man. Feel great, medicate.
Right on. That's Tony from the Healing Tree, and we are going to just take a break in a few seconds here, and we will be right back after these messages.
Is a student-run organization here to educate the public about the benefits of hemp and cannabis. Fast fact! Hemp is a renewable, sustainable source of food and fiber. Fast fact! Your body contains anandamide, which is part of the same family of substances as THC. To learn more, look us up on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/hempology101UBC or come to one of our great events. And don't forget, legalization through education.
It's too bad we can't smoke in the studio. Well, you guys can't smoke in the studio.
This is a non-smoking environment, it's too bad. The way.
It's too bad, man.
Thank you. right, welcome back to the Medicine Show.
That's great, guys. Very good.
Beautiful.
Good job.
Okay, so
have a question to the band.
Yeah, go ahead.
That was great.
How you boys meet each other, like?
School. Music school.
Did you go to school, boys?
Vancouver Community College.
Here,
take this.
Where?
Vancouver Community College.
Yeah.
Their music program is fantastic, and it's good for connecting people, clearly.
Yeah.
And also good
great
for
teachers.
Educating people. Yeah, great teachers. The faculty is amazing. World-class faculty. And
the cap is okay.
Yeah, the cap is all right. It's a lot better this year than it
was.
What
would you like to eat there, Tobias? What would you say, like, to improve the cafeteria?
Cheaper prices and more cookies.
More cookies?
Yeah, that's I said. Yeah, Brad, do you have anything to say?
To the cafeteria?
Cheaper prices, more cookies.
Yeah. And they could get some decent coffee, too. That'd be cool.
All right. I hope they're listening. Nice.
Well, what was the name of that song?
Oh, that was a song named Corcovado, or Quiet Nights of Quiet Stars by the great Antonio Carlos Jobim.
Peace.
One of the, peace. Antonio. Thank you, Antonio, for giving us so many beautiful songs. Brazilian composer.
All right. Well, I heard you guys playing that theme song for the Cheech and Chong movie earlier.
Yeah.
Low
Rider.
Low Rider. Yeah. Can we hear? Can I request a song?
Yes, you most certainly
can. Can we hear Low Rider?
Yes, you definitely can. Here. Yeah, baby.
All right, so take it away.
Yeah, baby. Too bad we can't smoke.
Now that the band is playing, I don't want to ruin this quote with who said it, but here's a quote. If you say, I want to love, try subtracting the I, because love is more than a singular notion, and it takes away the ego. In fact, take away the I want, which can be selfish, and you end up with love, which is what you wanted. So just love, and you will be surrounded by more love than you had before you didn't have love, or without loving. Besides, when you have love in your heart, good people gravitate towards good energy, and that's where you find fellowship. It's the answer to loneliness. Take a wholesome word and consider it a word such as integrity, compassion, humble, considerate, fair, truth, honest. How much value do you have for this word you have chosen to consider? Is it a priority for you generally in your life? When decision-making time comes, will you run past your conscience? Are you rich in your heart? Is your compass intact? Do you love yourself? Do you like your choices? Please, for all of us, right now, start thinking before you make decisions. Ask yourself, is this really something I believe is good? We can change our direction if we realize it's for the best. Dedicate yourself to look before you leap and think before you speak and act.
Then you can allow spontaneity and confidently without fear. All right. This is the Madison Show on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And we are going to take a break and come right back after these messages.
Hempology 101 is a student-run organization here to educate the public about the benefits of hemp and cannabis. Fast fact! Hemp is a renewable, sustainable source of food and fiber. Fast fact. Your body contains anandamide, which is part of the same family of substances as THC. To learn more, look us up on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/hempology101UBC. Or come to one of our great events. And don't forget, legalization through education.
It is so good to hear you, have you here, because we've been listening to your music, and this is we're going into CIQ. That's a good thing.
And you tune into the Medicine Show on CIQ.
Hello, This is Jason from The Medicine Show, and my microphone is breaking. Thank you. We're going to take a break, and you're listening to Sam and Arnold in the background, but it's got some other background noise from the recording of that he did, so we're going to pick it back to Dr. Medic.
Attention grad students, share your research, find out what's going on in other disciplines, approach your work from a new angle. Check out Fire Talks, the interdisciplinary discussion forum sponsored by the Research Commons at Kerner Library. Visit bit.ly/firetalk for more information.
Welcome to the Medicine Show. I want to give a big shout out to Cly. He's listening to us right now.
Hello, Clyde.
Nice. How about Kevin? And hello, Kevin. And hello, Amanda.
There you go.
And Adam Briscoe texted and said he's listening too. Hey, how you doing, everybody?
Nice, nice.
All right. So we are here with Rupert Coleman. How you doing, Rupert?
Very well. How you doing?
Doing really good. It's good to have you in the studio. Rupert has been quite quickly learning music and with a passion and a fury. He's around Vancouver. You can catch him down in Yale Town of other places.
Mm-hmm. Yale Town sometimes, Granville Street, Commercial Drive, busking. And yeah.
Very stories. Passionate. What song are you going to start us out with?
This one is an original. It's called Smoke Fumé.
Nice.
And fumé, that's like French or is
it's
that
French.
Spanish?
It's French for smoke, I believe.
Bam! There you go.
Bam!
Of course.
Very appropriate, eh?
Nice.
Smoke in my face, smoke in my lungs, feeling so displaced. This is where I come from. They smoke in other countries. They smoke in front of babies. They smoke inside of vehicles. But I can't really blame them at all. Civil play, pas de fumée. J'essayais de respirer. Civil play, arrête. Ta vie ou ta cigarette. Je sais, très chic, mais
I don't mean to judge. I'm not trying to judge you if you smoke. It's just, you know, a personal thing. When you're out in the city and cigarettes get in your face, it makes you feel displaced. But that's fine, because it's more about the mind and what you materialize. So if you think it's going to be negative, then it will manifest as negative. But if you stay positive, then you can just dust it off. We all have our vices and virtues. I didn't write this to hurt you, so smoke in my face.
Nice, buddy. That was great, dude. That was good. The beauty of cigarettes versus marijuana.
Smokey.
Right?
Can we dub your nickname Smokey?
Sure.
Smokey, man.
Even though you're trying to avoid the smoke, it sounds like.
Yeah. Well, you know.
That's such a good song, man. Like cigarettes versus marijuana. I like cigarettes. Cigarettes are so annoying.
What inspired that thought for that song? Like, was it a particular situation, or did someone like blow smoke in your face and piss you off?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I was on Main Street one day. I kind of was frazzled. I was, you know, one of those times where you're just kind of feeling a little anxious, and everyone was out. It was sunny, and there was people outside a cafe and kind of having conversations with people. I was kind of just like felt claustrophobic, and then there's multiple people just smoking the whole day. Sometimes I feel like days have themes, or like your day, if your day is a poem, there's a motif. A poem, maybe smoke happens one day. I remember steam was a motif one day for me. So the smoke just got on my face, and I was just like, oh, I was feeling so crappy. And I was like, I just luckily brought my acoustic guitar with me that day, and I was walking down the street, and I just took a left turn into an street, and then I went down to a parking lot. The parking lot was totally empty. I was like, thank God. I sat down against the wall with the sun on me, and I just started playing guitar. Like, the best thing about guitar is when you have anxiety and you play it to release the anxiety. Yeah. So I just started singing, and then those lyrics came out.
That's awesome.
That's
man.
So beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you.
There's therapy for
therapy.
You.
There you go.
And then every time I sing it, I try to preface it with, like, I'm not trying to judge people who smoke. You know, I'm not out here being like, you smoke, you're terrible. My best friend smokes. You know, my closest friend smokes, and I just think that, you know, we all have these things that are part of us. None of us are perfect, and sometimes, like the lyrics, right? Like, sometimes people grow up as a baby and their parents smoke cigarettes. What are they supposed to do? You know, they grow up addicted to something. So.
I think this entire month has been sort of a smoky theme. These guys came on here recently and had their album called The Last Cigarette, and we talked a lot about smoke then. And yes, I totally get it. There was like this quote of like, do militant non-smokers piss you off and make you want to have a cigarette? Yes, but I really don't want a cigarette. Anyway, what song do you want to play next?
Oh, sure. I'll do another. I'm gonna do originals today because right now we're on an original radio station, and I do like playing covers and mixing them up. But I'll keep playing ones that I wrote.
Right.
This one's called "Do It for Love."
Take it away.
Don't have a broken heart. One day my heart's gonna leave me broken. I said I don't have a broken heart. One day my heart's gonna leave me broke, 'cause I do it for love. I said I do it for love, it's true. I said I do it for love, for love. I said I do it for love and you. Thank you.
When I kick it, it's amazing, and I need this. Thought I told you that my strength is a weakness, but I got a lot of strength, so I got a lot of muscle in my body, and I still feel anemic. Gotta keep on, lead on, lead on me if you need counter Venus. Gotta speak on pride on Zion, it's a place I've never been. If you wanna go, you gotta go like Andes. Andes speaks so scenic to the valley where the soul is a singer. He speaks to his people with the deepest speeches. Detroit, listen. Pistons, prophets, speak of Ezekiel's mission. B-girls ripping, B-boys listen. Sound of the drums and the hips, these women. Down for the count, go down and around. Down, put me up like cones, I spinning. Round and around, my head's on the ground. Cause that's how we roll, we train in the kitchen. It's the place where you pinpoint mission. Writing on the wall is hand draw, damn raw. Gotta mix the real with the digital encryption. Stay true to my physical condition. Isn't what it is, man, it is what it isn't. So if I'm not, I'm really just a distant piece of the puzzle, I don't think we're fitting. Beast in the muzzle, being hunted by the victim. The fox and the hunter and the hound and the king and the clown. So I wear red nose and a crown.
That was great, buddy. That was very good. Very nice.
Thank you, Rupert.
Thanks, guys. Little audience in here.
What's that? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Rupert Common. And
dude,
Kelly.
DJ Ray in the host.
You just barked over the speaker.
Man.
Holy. So, hey, are you? Tell the people about looping.
Yeah, so... Looping. I have a loop pedal. It's a Boss. Sorry, yeah, Boss RC 30. Funnily enough, my nickname, my name is Rupert Common, so it's RC, kind of meant to be. I first saw looping probably maybe it was on the internet, but then when I got to Vancouver, returning from traveling 5 years ago, there's a couple guys who I saw on Granville Street and downtown. One of them's name is Un1, and one of them's name is David Morin. And then I followed them to some open mics, and there's a guy named Alex Marr, and before them, there's a guy named Randy Ponzio. And Randy Ponzio passed away a few years ago. But he was a kind of a hip-hop, neo-soul kind of legend in Vancouver. Really amazing person and artist from what I've heard. And they all use looping pedals and beatboxing and have this kind of hip-hop vibe where they have their guitar or their saxophone or whatever they're choosing and they loop. And yeah, so I was really inspired by them because as an MC, as a rapper growing up, I something about just having MP3s and rapping on MP3s, I wasn't captivated, and I never formulated an MP3 set. Like, something about it just didn't get me. I was like, there's got to be more to me than doing the MP3 thing. I feel like I want to play live music. So when I saw them, oh, here's a way to make my own beats. So I picked up a guitar, started learning that, and then slowly and surely built up the beatbox. So essentially what I do is I run everything through this loop pedal. I either get a beatbox going first, I loop it on a simple... I think it's a one bar. No, musically speaking, it's like a four count. One and two and three and four. Two bars. Usually I loop two bars and then I add a guitar chords. And then over that I add a bass line or solo something up higher. And then I rap and sing and kind of create music that way.
And just to be clear for everybody, he's doing all of this live, stepping on the pedal, creating the beat, releasing it, and then playing along to the beat he just created as he's doing it. He's doing a one-man band, it seems,
it's
here.
And Randy Ponzio is a cool dude.
We
know a lot about him.
Yeah.
So his death was actually pretty sad for the community.
Totally.
He used to be at the Anza Club all the time.
Exactly, the Anza Club. But he's in a way, like, his spirit is around. Like, when I go to the Anza Club, and you know the idea of a folk song, right? To me, a folk song is a song that people sing generations later. So who made the song? I don't know. We just sing it. It's a folk song, right? Like, that's what I think.
Did he write a one that's still being played there?
He has ones that are still being played by people. And you go there, it's like church. People are singing, you know, peace, love, salvation, family. And just really, he has a couple of really great songs that people still sing.
We have time to squeeze another one in. Do you want to play another song?
Yeah, play another song. Before that, I'd like to shout out, I have a show coming up.
Yeah.
Mouth versus Mike. It's a hip-hop monthly, and I'm a guest host. It's for Nepal. So we're going to do a hip-hop show for Nepal at Calabash Bistro. A bunch of awesome artists. Claire Mortifee, Kia Kadiri, amongst others, the Freestyle Rap Alliance, Project Soul, a bunch of hip-hop cats, dancing, singing, rapping, the whole shebang. That's at Calabash on the 19th. So check it out.
To come 19th.
If you haven't helped Nepal in a one way, you can come in.
2015, yeah.
You can enjoy yourself and help Nepal.
Exactly. Yeah, good food at the Calabash, too.
Give and give. Right?
Yeah. Good food.
Good right. food, too.
All right.
This one is, oh, man. There's some warrior queens out there, some true warrior queen women who inspire me, and this one is for them, the strong women out there.
The turn me on.
The Amazon.
You are a warrior queen. Leader of the tribe, teach me how to swim, show us how to die. You are a warrior queen, leader of the tribe, teach me how to love, show us how to thrive. Attitude, so I'm not gonna rap at you from here to Boston, Massachusetts. I parallel the latitudes, and since I went to camp and viewed foundations that enhance my view, I've learned to remind myself the self put downs are not that true. So I rewind the negatives and give a chance to you. Plus, before I grab my food, I give an ancient act of gratitude. A prayer, you say? How dare you say? I may just clasp my hands and dance and thanks to those who paved the way. You are a warrior queen, leader of the tribe. How to sing, show us how to harmonize. I said, you are a warrior queen, princess of the lakeside, beautiful and strong. May I walk by your side.
Nice, man. Nice, nice. Warrior queen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rupert Common. And I think that the warrior queen is probably somebody we should all be so lucky as to be partnered with someone so powerful. And, you know, and that's a great quality to look for. I guess that is that your someone special?
No, it was really a crush, sort of someone who I, you know.
An ideal, still, anyway.
Just someone who's great. I just, you know, people inspire you to music, so we're not partners or anything, but.
Sorry, I was just top of the hour now. You're listening to The Medicine Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. We'd like to thank the people of the Musqueam Territories and the Coast Salish Territories for broadcasting our show.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank
Big
you
shout
much.
Out to everybody
All
here.
Right, we're coming
and
back
we're also online at CITR.ca.
Nice.
Good. We're coming right back in a few minutes. Medicine Show.
No.
Well, I've been smoking in my room, and my mother, she knows, told me to stop, else to the chicken. And sure enough, she had the guff. She gave me the poop. But you know what? Life ain't so rough here in the chicken coop. Yeah, I got an entrepreneurial personality. I've got lots of sun and real good shit. Literally, yeah, these seeds may be just weeds to those without a clue, but the growing's good, just as it should here in the chicken coop. One day I came home to find my harvest was gone. But I've been so careful not to tell anyone. Oh, but I did tell that guy, Johnny O. Yeah, he lives nearby. He got the polio. I gotta see if this story checks out. So I go late at night, sneak into his house, and under the sink I find the proof that I need. All of the stems of my unripened weed. Well, I know he is crippled, so what can I do? Yeah, I can't beat him up, 'cause you know that would be cruel. And as I walk out of his house, oh, oh, what do you know?
On the medicine show.
101.9 FM.
That's correct. We're here with Sick Addiction.
And we just had here Chicken Like Birds.
Chicken Like Birds was on last week. And in the studio now with us is a band called Sick Addiction. And they are composed of Alex Branton on vocals. How you doing, Alex?
Pretty good, you?
Excellent, I'm doing great. We got Tristan Sane, a.k.a. The Secret Weapon on guitar, was in a band called Alistair Stone with two of his bandmates from Sick Addiction to pursue a career in Vancouver full-time. He has done studio work with Alistair Stone and now Sick Addiction. He has played with bands that have opened for acts such as My Darkest Days, Carly Rae Jepsen, Helix, Sweet, Street Heart. Yay, Street Heart! Sweet, Wide Mouth Mason, Lee Aaron, Aaron Pritchett, Hard Honey, that sounds cool, and more. Anyway, Dana Kemp on guitar, Gaz Sud on bass, also from Alistair Stone, Wade Nickel on drums, also from Alistair Stone. Wade has decided not to play tonight. He's sitting in with a cajon instead of the drums, right?
That is absolutely right.
And the bass player is going to be taking the night off to join us in applause.
His moral support.
Woo. Moral support. Right on, guys.
Yes. You just drink really the good beers, you know?
Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
What are you
so this is rock and roll. We have an actual rock band in the house tonight. It's good to have nice. You guys. So what do you guys want to start off with? Let's start with some music right away.
That cool. Sounds like a great idea. We got this one song. We wrote it. It's pretty cool. It's something like that. All right. Let's just fucking bump it.
Oh, this isn't working.
Okay.
Try to slowly control my life.
real rock and roll.
Hey, you guys, where does the name Sick Addiction come from?
Over there.
It's actually an interesting story. We didn't really have anything at all.
Okay, microphone. We didn't really have anything. We were kind of just tossing around names, didn't really find anything we liked. And then all of a sudden, Trist was just sending a text message and, well, what about Sick Addiction? And that's what stuck.
That wasn't really an interesting story.
No. It wasn't.
That's sick, man.
Totally sick.
Totally sick. So I want to know, I like to ask this of bands that have been on tour with big tours and big rock bands, big shows. What's the best rider food you've ever had?
Rider food?
What is the best backstage food experience you've had? Who makes the best food backstage? Which festival? Which gig?
I don't know if we're to that status yet. I think the only time I can remember lots of free food was at Vern's Pub in Calgary. We got a big Vern's bunch of food for free. That was pretty sweet.
Vern takes care of his people.
My best spot. I'm a vegetarian, and I was in Toronto. And backstage, they actually had kale salad. I was very happy about that.
Yeah, you have to eat your veggies, boy.
Absolutely. It's not as glamorous as people think. I think, you know, like you're on tour, you rarely, rarely ever get to eat. You know, it's not like you have Gordon Ramsay cooking behind stage, no matter what status you're at, but it's usually we're thankful you can get pizza. Yeah.
Is that why all rock stars are like skinny?
Yes.
It's the lifestyle.
But as Dana put it really good the other day, starvation is the best motivation for beginner musicians.
It really is.
Because you don't want to do that for very long.
Okay. Let's take it right into that. That was great music. Let's go into another song. Do you guys mind?
Yeah, sure. Yes. Absolutely.
Great.
Let's do it. This song is called Beyond the Borders.
Thank you.
Wow. So what? I hate asking the word. What inspires such a thing? But that's what it's the song about. I mean, obviously, it's about corruption and.
Yeah, it's kind of a mixed song. Some of it's about corruption, and there's other parts of it that are just about someone I know who has a hard time actually believing when people say nice things about them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes. And so well, I was curious about the music scene in Fort St. John. What's going on up there? To produce three people like this, did you guys just all hang out in school, or is there more people like
it's
you up there?
Not too bad. Our last band, we kind of lucked out because musicians are kind of few and far between there that are like, especially in our age group. We kind of lucked out. We were doing okay. We just, lots of the members, we were trying to go in a little bit of a heavier direction and moved down here and made the move. We were the three that wanted to make the move and started a band down here, and now stuff's rocking.
And how long have you guys been in town for?
I think a year and 2 months to be around there exact. But
was there any medical dispensaries up there?
I'll field that question.
Yeah.
There's no dispensaries in Fort St. John, but
not yet.
Not yet. We're working on that.
Not yet.
We'll get the conservatives out, and we'll talk later. But
brothels or either.
No brothels either. No. That's unfortunate as well. But what are you gonna do?
Tony, Healing Tree, are you going to Fort St. John next?
Ah, who knows, man. I would love to. Love to get in there.
I know they'd love to have you.
Oh, man.
Right on. So, and then what's up? Let's just go right into another song. Talk is cheap. Let's do it.
Sure. Cool. This one's,
yes.
We've got a video up for this one now. This one's called Changing Tide.
Is it on YouTube?
It is on YouTube.
It's on YouTube. Nice. Cool.
Some things we tried to change, but I'm still right here, stuck in my ways. Old habits tough to break, I won't cross that line, I'm not insane. I'm left here to remain, and I'm fine out here beyond my cage. No longer bound and chained by these twisted mental games.
That sounded cathartic.
That's Sick Addiction. There you go.
Sick Addiction, Sick Addiction. That's S-I-C Addiction, that's not true. S-I-C-K. So, you guys got some gigs coming up.
We do, actually. We're headlining the Roxy on May 16th.
May 16th, there you go.
Saturday, May 16th, and we'll be plugged in for that.
Yeah, well, actually, we won't be acoustic anymore.
Well, we do enjoy the fact that you guys came in and did this for us and unplugged, especially for the Medicine Show. Everybody's really awesome, grateful. Man. Totally awesome.
Just for you guys.
Thank you.
Now we're available on Facebook and YouTube. We're easy to find.
Can you give them a microphone over there? Yeah, I was going to say, give us a, if somebody wants to hire you for a wedding or a corporate gig, how do they find you? Not that you know, it could be a rock and roll wedding. Right?
Well, they have to pay us, you know, lots of beer. But you know, we're available on Facebook. We're easy to find. You can check us out on YouTube. If you're on YouTube, you can like us and comment, subscribe. And we're playing the Roxy on the 16th. So awesome, if you want to get tickets, sure, this gentleman can for you.
Now, if you happen to know us, we're selling tickets, and I think they're available online as well. If you go onto our Facebook page, there'll be a link where you can buy those. They're also available at the door if you just want to come down and show up at the Roxy. I think doors are opening 7:30.
We'll be on at 8:30.
Yeah.
Doors are at 7.
There's a really good acoustic performer before us.
It's Saturday,
so come check him out.
I mean, if you love beautiful women and good music, then come on down.
There you go.
Who doesn't love those things?
Ah, good music and good women.
Good times.
So I assume you guys want to do another song to take us out?
I think that's all we have that actually works acoustic.
The acoustic? Here, throw this on. We're going to say goodnight, and we're going to be listening to a gentleman that was on our show a couple weeks ago. He's called Fat Dog, and this is from his CD called Equilibrium. He was on a couple weeks ago. We appreciate everybody. Thanks, Tony from the Healing Tree.
Thank you, man. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you.
And then earlier we were listening to Daniel Howard Trio with Daniel Howard on the guitar, Brad Pearson on the bass, Tobias Solis on clarinet. Thanks, Rupert Common. Thanks, Dana Kempf, guitar. Thanks to Sick Addictions featuring Dana Kempf on guitar, Gaz Sud on bass, Wade Nickel, drums, who's actually on the cajon, and Gaz took a break tonight. Tristan Singh, guitar, and Alex Branton, singing. Thank you, guys. That's really amazing.
Thanks
everybody.
For having us.
Absolutely. Oh, thanks. Take us out with Fat Dog.
Thank you. That was cool, man. You guys, cool. Seriously, that was a good sound.
Thank you. Thanks. Thank you.
Then you smile.
wild, knowing what it is to truly fly. Get high, so word to the BG, still staying alive. Hit him up with the funk lines, what's mine, yeah. So blind, duck nine, yeah. It's fuck live, uh-huh. So you wanna funk fine, yeah. Spend time kicking rhymes, what? Clock ticking as the world dies. Hit him up with the funk lines, what's mine, yeah. So blind, duck nine, it's fuck live, oh. So you wanna funk fine, spend time kicking rhymes, clock ticking as the world dies.
I live for the funk, I die for the funk, I live for the funk, I die for the funk, I live for the funk, I die for the funk. Say they ready for the funk, but I don't think they know it. I live for the funk, I die for the funk, I live for the funk, I die for the funk, I live for the funk, I die for the funk. Say they ready for the funk, but I don't think they know it.
Invoke some Aristotle, doing it full throttle. Balance my advantage, can it the whole model. Shake, rattle, and roll, the mind's rolling with thoughts you can't stop. How you see this life will make you bleed, make you fall on your knees. Players here to please, entice you with trees, chunk the smoke with great ease. Go for broke, what's up is damn. How do you get around? Not gonna fool like a clan, so bad. Where equal lives, ad lives the shit. I fake it till I make it, bake it, set them straight. Let them hit an outcast, the fate never lasts. It gets master, drop a heavy like a different Chevy. Ready my balls, you slipping, let me set you stand tall. Take hold, control, the clear the hole, the roll against gold. If you don't know, expose the whole show. Yeah. Hit them up with the funk lines, bust mine, yeah. So blind.